From the KBUT News Satellite Studio in CB South, I'm Jackson Petito with your local newscast for Tuesday, September 22nd. Colorado's Republican senator has indicated he will vote to confirm President Trump's pick for the U.S. Supreme Court. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Gardner said in a statement that if the president chooses a qualified nominee who will protect the Constitution and uphold the law, he will vote for that person. The statement notes it's the president's duty to nominate justices and the Senate's responsibility to decide how best to provide advice and consent. In 2016, Gardner joined in blocking President Obama's final nominee, Merrick Garland. At the time, Gardner said it was too close to the next election and that voters should have a say. Gardner's Democratic opponent, John Hickenlooper, says there should be no vote on a new justice until after the presidential inauguration next year. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
And this is KBUT. Colorado pro-choice organizers are doubling down on their efforts to protect what they call the legacy of late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, a staunch defender of gender equality and reproductive rights. Lily Bolke reports.
Centennial state voters will decide in November whether to implement Proposition 115, a ban on abortions after 22 weeks, and a criminal penalty for doctors who perform them. The jurists reported to be on President Donald Trump's shortlist for a Supreme Court nominee are largely anti-abortion. Stephanie Clark with No on Prop 115 says that makes fighting at the state level all the more important.
I don't think you can overstate what the loss of Justice Ginsburg means to women, to the reproductive rights movement, and to our nation. And the fact is, she was one of the strongest remaining defenders of safe and legal abortion on the Supreme Court. So if you thought the stakes couldn't get any higher in this election, they just did.
Proponents of Prop 115 say abortions past 22 weeks are morally wrong and that it's enough time to find out if a pregnancy poses any health or emotional risk. But research shows the most common reason for delaying an abortion is transportation and procedure costs, and this restriction would disproportionately affect young women and women in poverty who don't recognize their pregnancies early. I'm Lily Bolke.
The University of Colorado Boulder is moving all classes to remote learning for at least 2 weeks. The university and surrounding Boulder County has experienced a rapid increase in COVID-19 infections over the past month. PhD candidate and instructor Danny Soibelman says she expects the temporary shift will become permanent if infection rates continue to rise.
I have very little hope that we'll come back. Even if we do, I can't imagine that happening without a severe amount of backlash from people like me who are sick of putting our lives and our students' lives and our community's lives on the line.
County health officials say a vast majority of cases in Boulder are being traced back to students living locally. Researchers are calling for national ethical guidelines on what to do if middle or high school student surveys show high rates of suicidal tendencies. The Mountain West News Bureau's Ray Ellen Bichel reports.
Arnold Levinson helps conduct these surveys in Colorado. He's a health behavior epidemiologist with the Colorado School of Public Health. And he says it's routine for public health departments to send anonymous surveys to middle and high school students to track things like drug use and suicidal tendencies.
We discovered this one school that had an extraordinary rate of suicide thoughts and even plans and even attempts. And we were alarmed. And so we weren't sure what to do.
But Levinson says doing nothing never felt like an option. In the end, they called the school principal, who was able to respond accordingly. But what if the principal hadn't done anything? Now, the researchers are calling for national guidelines on what to do in cases like these, especially in places like the Mountain West, which suffers from disproportionate rates of teen suicide. Levinson also pointed out that other states might not be drilling down to the school level in their survey results. In those states, he and his colleagues worry how many high-risk schools are going completely undetected. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichel.
If you or someone you know is struggling with thoughts of suicide, help is available. Call the Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255. The local hotline is 970-252-6220. The head coach of the Denver Broncos has been fined for not covering his face on the sideline during Sunday's game in Pittsburgh. The NFL Network reports that Vic Fangio is one of three head coaches to be fined so far this week. Fangio did wear a mask, but he often pulled it down to call plays. He'll now have to pay $100,000, while the team has been fined $250,000. The Broncos return to Mile High Stadium this Sunday to face off against Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 2:25 p.m. The team will allow up to 5,700 spectators into the stadium for the game. And the Denver Nuggets face off against the Los Angeles Lakers tonight at 7 in the third game of the best of 7 conference finals. The Nuggets currently trail 2-0 in the series. This is KBUT Community Radio News. Thanks for tuning in.